Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob Andy Vinicerato, let's welcome in as we do every Wednesday from CBSSports.com. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline, preview week 11 of the season. He's Ryan Wilson. Ryan, what's happening?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How's it going?
It's going all right. And, you know, we still weeks away from the end of the regular season and even farther away from the honors portion of the National Football League, you know, MVP, Rookie of the Year, and all that good stuff. But Mike McDonald, second year in Seattle, Seahawks very much part of the NFC West process, maybe the number one seed when it's all said and done. How do we like Mike McDonald's candidacy at this time for NFL Coach of the Year?
No, that's a great call, and I think that he has sort of flown under the radar, maybe by virtue of the fact that he's in the Pacific Northwest, and sometimes the Seahawks get lost in that mix. But it is hard to argue with the results, and we know defensively what he's capable of doing in that defense in year two has taken it to another level. But the Sam Darnold hype train continues on the other side of the ball as he plays at MVP level as well, which you always have to chuckle about because it just goes to show sometimes these players get drafted into not great situations and they find greener pastures once they move on. And Sam Darnold's the latest example of that. Baker Mayfield's another great example of it. But there's a lot of reasons for optimism in Seattle. And it starts with Sam Darnold. It starts with the draft they've had. They got Gray Zabel in the first round. He's playing at a pretty high level next to Charles Cross. And it appears they've got that sorted. And that defense obviously has a lot of dudes and a lot of dudes balling out.
Now, how about the game this Sunday, Ryan? We got Seattle at the Rams.
Yeah, and, you know, Matthew Stafford is a guy that feels like he is going to play for another 4 or 5 years. We were having conversations about whether he's going to retire back in August because of the back injury. Excuse me, he just comes out slinging it. That's another team that has a really good young get-after defense. But offensively, Puka Nacua, who battled injuries at BYU, and he transferred from UW. And that's part of the reason he lasted as long as he did, because obviously had he been healthy, he probably should have been the first overall pick with the way he's playing. Sean McVay's got the running game going, and, you know, Matthew Stafford's taking care of the rest. I was concerned whether Davante Adams was going to be able to sort of replace the production. He does different things in Cooper Kupp. He's fitting right in as well. And their second-round pick, Terrence Ferguson, the tight end out of Oregon, also starting to fit into what Sean McVay and Les Snead were looking for. He's insanely athletic, and we saw him make some plays last week in you know, their homecoming game against Arizona Cardinals, who still haven't showed up for that football game.
Ryan, you a believer in the Bears?
I'm a believer in Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams starting to figure this thing out. Too many times they need fourth quarter magic to sort of save games, but in years past, even before Caleb got there, those were the games they would end up losing and losing convincingly. So I'm buying into it. They still might be a year away, but I will give both those guys a ton of credit for the progress they've even made over the first 10 weeks, because that week one game, what was that, the blowout loss to the Lions, I think it was, it looked a lot like last year's Bears, and things are starting to come together. They got Rome Odunze involved last week after he didn't have any catches the week before.
That's because his dad made him.
Yeah. His dad took to social media and says, listen, can we get someone to throw my man the ball?
Yeah.
It is funny when the kids are now having to speak up and explain why their parents are acting like teenagers. And Colson Loveland's getting an opportunity now, and yep. I think he's been pretty good in recent weeks.
Now, Ryan, handicap the AFC North.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, I mean, the Ravens will win it. Let's be real about this. The fact that Mike Tomlin had to say he wasn't worried about the level of not great football we saw from Aaron Rodgers in Los Angeles tells you all you need to know. And it's just smoke and mirrors. And Aaron Rodgers isn't the biggest issue. The offensive line continues to struggle with the consistency. And, you know, I want to point the finger at Broderick Jones. He has not played well at left tackle. The running game's been okay, but, you know, you don't have a number two receiver. And if you can stop DK Metcalf, and I give Jesse Minter a ton of credit for the way he game plan in that Steelers game the other night, then there's not much in terms of plan B. They didn't really do much, if anything at all, the trade deadline. The defense has been okay, improved after the start of the season, but it's not the 2005 or the 2008 Steelers defense where you can just score 12 points and expect to win every week. So it's going to be tough sledding. The schedule's tough, and, you know, the Ravens getting healthy with Lamar, and then the defense is starting to play a little better as well.
Now, how surprised are you at what's going on in New England and in Buffalo?
New England, I will say, I thought they had a chance. I said this in August. I said if you told me they won 9 games, I would believe it. I wasn't sure if they were a playoff team yet. But it's crazy. Again, no one knows anything. Drake May is the best quarterback in that draft class from a year ago. And no one would have said that, even though he played pretty well as a rookie under some trying circumstances, would have said that with Jaden Daniels balling out and Caleb showing glimpses last year, and Bo Nix obviously playing pretty well. But that's it. Not only that, he's an MVP candidate, and he's one of the best deep ball throwers in the NFL. And he's not doing it with a bunch of Tyreek Hills and Jalen Waddles out there. He's doing it with Stephon Diggs after the ACL, now in his 30s, doing Kayshon Booty. He's doing it with Pop Douglas. So that's been impressive. I think the biggest takeaway for me with the Patriots is that we fall in love with these sort of shiny objects, offensive coordinators, the hottest one of the day, and that's who gets the job. But sometimes you need a Mike Vrabel, you need a Dan Campbell, you need a John Harbaugh, Mike Tomlin to be the overseer. The Bills, it just goes to show, like, the defense has battled injuries, and they're not very good on the back end. And also, if Josh Allen isn't Superman, they can be beat, and they can be beat pretty convincingly. So that's the concern. And yeah, I don't know if there's a magic pill to fix that. Brandon Bean tried to make some moves at the trade deadline. They still don't have a number two receiver. Keon Coleman is not playing like a number one. So they got some real things to figure out. I mean, as long as you have Josh Allen, you're certainly going to win a lot more than you lose. But what's going to look like in January football?
All right. Do you believe the same thing, Gus Johnson? Mendoza's going to win the Heisman after that play the other night? And where is he ranked? Is he going number one?
If the Saints had the first overall pick, they're taking a quarterback, and I would take Mendoza right now. The crazy thing is all these guys can come back that are we having first-round conversations about. Ty Simpson, of course, Dante Moore, and even Mendoza. Excuse me. So he threw that interception earlier in the game, and, you know, people were hemming and hawing about, okay, what's this look like? That last drive told me all I needed to know about him, because that's what you want to see. When the stakes are highest, when the chips are down, whatever other cliche you want to use, how does he play? How does he navigate the offense? And he did not look rattled. He was making big throws. And a shout-out to Omar Cooper Jr. for the catch he made in the back of the end zone, because that had a lot to do with how that game ended in the narrative of Fernando Mendoza. I would take him if I were the Saints. And I've said this since Tyler Shough replaced Spencer Rattler. Tyler Shough's a second-round pick. If you have the first overall pick and you love a quarterback, guess what's going to happen? You're taking a quarterback. So I think Fernando is probably going to be the first one taken. One of the things I keep hearing, and it's sort of funny, and I don't care, but it's something that, you know, folks are going to be talking about. People say Fernando's a little goofy. Like, you know, he does interviews, and he's not, you know, he's not Joe Brady, or excuse me, he's not Joe Burrow, for example. I'm okay with it, and I think kids today act that way in general. I think it's, you know, he's like a super hyped-up golden retriever as opposed to a German Shepherd, but that's something that folks may mention, and I'll be interested to see how those combine interviews go, if they ask some questions about his demeanor and leadership and all this stuff. I don't have any concerns with it, but I've heard it a couple times.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
He's Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. Joins us every week, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Ryan, last thing for you, a certain kicker who used to make his living here in the Charm City was a big fan of chicken. He is now off suspension, is officially a free agent in the National Football League here. That's a Justin Tucker for those who've forgotten him already. What do you think happens with his world over the next couple of weeks here? Just saw a highlight of Dicker the kicker, Doinkin one. Rams have all sorts of problems with the leg. Where does Tucker wind up if he winds up anywhere this season?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't followed in terms of the legal process, how far down the road that has, or if there's anything to.
I don't think there is anything. No lawsuits, no charges. He's good to go, I guess.
If he's in the clear, then certainly a team can sign him. We've seen certainly folks signed when they've had legal issues and gone through the legal system. So if there's nothing on the docket for Justin Tucker, I don't, other than the PR battle you may have to fight with public opinion, that would certainly inform the decision. But we'll see. It seems like we're in an age where people sort of stay away from that sort of stuff. Matt Araiza, in a completely different way, was I think, wrongfully accused. I think that at least the charges were dropped in the issues that he had. And he has since re-signed with the Chiefs, and he's playing, but I think that's a slightly different circumstance. But we've seen this before. Sometimes people are willing to hold their nose in this league if it means you can get a player that can do the things you need them to do.
Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. Ryan, always great talking to you. Enjoy the rest of your Woman Crush Wednesday, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you, guys.
There's Ryan Wilson, everybody. Every time I hear Mendoza, Nolan, were you a big Simpsons guy?
Yeah, grew up watching The Simpsons.
Remember McBain, who was supposed to be kind of Arnold Schwarzenegger-like?
Oh, right.
And he's chasing the criminal, and the guy's name was Mendoza. And he goes, Mendoza! That's what I think of when I hear Fernando. Mendoza could be the number one pick in the draft.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.